Welcome back to the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories. I'm here today with Sarah Alexo Hino at the Museum of Darien. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So, what originally sparked your interest in learning about the Museum of Darien?
I grew up in town. I'm third generation. My kids are fourth generation. So, town history has always been important to me.
What is the Museum of Darien's role in the history of Darien?
Well, the Museum of Darien, formerly the Darien Historical Society, as everyone knows it, we went through a name change just about 2 years ago, right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it ultimately was the Historical Society, and every town, as you know, usually has a Historical Society, although many are changing their names these days. What is the role of it? We house all of the history of Darien.
Mm-hmm.
Probably missing some, but we have a lot of really, really great artifacts meaning books, articles, pieces of furniture, you name it. We have a lot of really cool things here. I think people just don't know how much we have here.
That's fantastic.
There's over 1,500 costumes.
Oh, wow.
Outfits. We have a quilt collection. There's some artwork. There's documents.
Insane.
Lots of really neat things that people just don't realize we have here.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So what role do you see the Museum of Darien playing in Darien's future?
We are preserving the history,
mm-hmm.
not only the colonial history where we started, but the history right up until today, because
mm-hmm.
today will already be history. So all those things that are changing, there's the artifacts, the collections of things aren't just colonial age. It spans through history. We have newspaper articles, pictures, you name it, that could be 50 years old that don't seem old, but in reality, they're 50 years old.
Yeah.
So it just encompasses all of the wonderful things that are going on in town. And I know that there's people definitely looking at taking pictures and documenting town now, because it's going to change rapidly as we've seen it over the past couple years.
That's so true, for sure. So what do you think the settlers of Middlesex Parish would think of the Museum of Darien today?
When I think of the settlers, I think of the early people. I think of the people that were here later on, 1800s and early 1900s. So to me, it sort of spans about 150 years. I know that that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the original settlers would have been proud how we have kept the town small.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that they would have liked that. It's obviously a vast difference from when they were here.
Mm-hmm.
The people in the 1800s, working people coming out from the city, using Darien as a weekend place, that still happens.
Mm-hmm.
And later on in the late 1800s into 1900s, when people started moving out here from the city, well, that's happening now. So
yeah.
Instead of cobblestone roads or dirt roads, we have paved roads. I think they would be proud of how we have kept the town in its nice, small, unique atmosphere.
100%. So why did you start volunteering at the Museum of Darien, and why do you continue to work here?
I mean, I put the dress on when my daughter was in second grade.
Did you really?
As a volunteer, and I still have the dress. So
that's pretty good.
I went from volunteering with the first grade field trips to
mm-hmm.
now I've been sort of overseeing it for a decade, and it's changed, and it's changed with the schools,
mm-hmm.
it's changed with their curriculum, it's changed with the times, to
yeah.
accommodate everybody and still give them a snapshot of what goes on here and all those things that you drive by every single day. My favorite line is, do you know that Darien has their own Washington Monument of Darien, as I call it? And it has a brass plate on it with a
mm-hmm.
bust of George Washington that tells you the 3 dates that he passed through town. So, you know, to explain to a student, whether third grade or fifth grade, they're still young, even high
mm-hmm.
school kids, put it in perspective. George Washington, really powerful guy,
mm-hmm.
really important. He's the number one guy that when you talk about presidents, all the little kids say George Washington. They don't know him, they don't know what he did, but they know the name.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think in terms of George Washington, K came through Darien not once, but three times, and three pivotal times. How many kids across the country can say, George Washington came to my town? Very few.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I say to the students, you know, own it. Be proud of that.
100%.
I mean, once was during the Revolutionary War. I mean, you just, how many kids can say that? So growing up in a town where everyone thinks, oh, nothing exciting happens here, you have exciting things.
Mm-hmm.
They're just little pinpoint pieces. So you did the fifth grade tour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
You got on a bus. That was me. Drove around, told you some interesting facts, and you probably learned some fun facts about town, where the first jail was, and Mr. Tilly's birds, and the cemetery, and.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that you had to remember the dates for, because remember, everything beyond yesterday is history, but they're fun facts that make you think, oh, this is really cool, this happened in my town.
Yeah.
So to bring that back, all those things are things that I've learned here.
Mm-hmm.
Through people, through some of the books, some of the readings, you name it. Interviewing people from,
mm-hmm.
a lot of my stories come from my father and from his family and from him growing up here.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back to the early 20s.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff. So that's why I'm here. Because if you can pass it on to the next generation and the next and the next and the next.
Mm-hmm.
To bring it back, while I was doing all of these tours for the students, I have a wonderful group of moms
mm-hmm.
that help. And they learn the roles of giving tours of the house or some of the different aspects that we do. And one day I had a volunteer that called and said, oh, I'm really sorry, I can't come here because my child is sick. So I was short a volunteer. So I pulled my daughter out of high school one day, and I said, you need to help me. I need help, and you know this. How mm-hmm. do I know it? Because I was doing a birthday party one day, made her help me with the birthday party. She was not happy. I was giving a tour of the house, missed something. I mean, mm-hmm. you do this 100 times, you're bound to miss something.
For sure.
And these are 4-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and said, Mom, Mrs. Bates, you forgot to tell the boys about this. And went on to tell them something. And I said, oh, you've been listening.
Yeah.
So therefore, when the mom couldn't help with the school trip, so I pulled her out of school one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I made her put on a skirt and give tours of the house. Well, what was wonderful was that here you have a high school junior
mm-hmm.
giving tours of the colonial house because she'd been listening.
That's
not
cool.
Because I gave her a script.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter how she gave the history. The kids got something out of it. And it trickles down.
Yeah.
So I know that what I'm doing is passing along some of our fun facts, some of our history
mm-hmm.
to the next generation.
Love that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me today.
No worries.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Darien Heritage Trail Oral Histories, and we hope to see you at some of our historic sites in town.